This is concerning Kenneth Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. Date of birth is May 29th of 1943. This is a telemedicine follow-up visit for Mr. Hayes with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and polymyalgia rheumatica. His last visit was October 7th of 2020. He has had a J-pouch for at least 12 years. Before the J-pouch procedure was completed, he had an ileostomy prior to that due to ulcerative colitis. Following the J-pouch procedure, his kidney function went from in the 60 range for estimated GFR down to 48, or in the 40 GFR, 40, high 40 GFR range. He has been feeling quite well recently. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. He does try to restrict his fluids to about 64 ounces in 24 hours, although he never has edema of the lower extremities and does not get short of breath. No nausea or vomiting. He denies headaches or dizziness. No chest pain or palpitations. Blood pressure has been well controlled, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Urine is clear, never too concentrated, and never too light in appearance, he reports. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the methotrexate. He takes 10 milligrams every Saturday. In addition to other routine medications, and some Metamucil twice a day to keep the stools of normal consistency. Physical examination, his weight is 249 pounds, pulse 62, and blood pressure is 129 over 73. And labs, most recent lab studies were done January 10th, of 2022. His creatinine is 1.57. His electrolytes are normal. Albumin 3.8. Calcium is 8.9. Estimated GFR is 41. Phosphorus 3.5. Hemoglobin 14.7 with normal white count and normal platelets. His labs have been in September 24th of 2020. Creatinine was 1.55, and April 27th, 2019, creatinine was 1.56. They do go as low as 1.2, rarely, but generally 1.4 to 1.5 are his where his creatinine has been staying since at least 2015. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. The patient was quite worried that the creatinine was 1.57 this month, so we will recheck his labs again in February to rule out any progression. We're not especially concerned with 1.57 since he's been in that range at least twice before. So it's but that's the highest the patient has seen his creatinine for several years, so he was quite worried. We've asked him to follow a low-salt diet and to avoid oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug use, and labs will usually be done every 3 months, but we will do the additional lab in February, and he's going to be rechecked by this practice in the next 4 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.